Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:05 in the morning on October the 13th, slowly approaching Halloween.
Halfway, the halfway mark.
Okay, I have one request for Bad Bob. I know you'll be all over this, Bad Bob, since you are the technical expert. Can you look at every one of the clocks in this studio? Look at them. None of them were within 5 minutes of Zulu time. You know, and so I've got one on my left. I've got another one up here on my left, and I have one across from me, none of which match.
Trust the...
No, I don't trust that because I look up at the others. They should be at least within 2 minutes of each other.
We will adjust them each day.
Sir! You know, Bad Bob, you're starting to learn. You know?
Oh, you know what you're going to be today? What? You know, I just...
Wait a minute. Speaking of adjusting...
Adjusting?
I really like to adjust with you.
Well, good, because that's what a marriage is. We realize that, you know.
We do some serious adjustments.
Those of you who wake up in the morning and listen to Carl or with us and our family know what it's like, you know, just adjusting through life's turns and what it is. I mean, we work together, and we're together all the time. And, gosh, what do we see? So it's all about, you know, like, being flexible and trying to figure it out. So it's currently 58 degrees, and it's going to be high today of 91.
You know, what's going on with
this? I don't know. Yesterday
but
was really hot.
I understand that this is it. No more triple digits.
Thank you, Bob Moon Heating and Air Conditioning.
Oh, he finally made it. Shout out.
Yes.
They have been working on this one little thing.
Well, we do have a 1940-something home.
Yeah, it's 1940, but they've had to fix this one spot. And, I mean, they got it. And then they didn't. They came back and they said, you know what? Don't worry about this, you know, because, you know, it's making us crazy, too. And so they came out yesterday and fixed it all up again.
And talking about changing, there's going to be a new traffic signal on Eureka Way and 11th Street in Reading, and it's going to go in effect today. The signals are due to be operational at 5:30 a.m., so it's already happening. And changeable message signs will alert drivers. The traffic signals are on an effort to reduce the number and severity of collisions at Eureka Way and 11th Street. The changes are intended to improve pedestrian safety and traffic flow through the area. In addition, the traffic flow will be more efficient since it will be coordinated with other signals in the area. So, new signal going up. I want you to pay attention to that. Also, we're talking about little things, or not little things, wonderful events that are going to be happening this weekend, shall we? Should I just go ahead?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Well, it's the Salmon Festival.
It is hump day. That means it's all downhill from here.
Hump day.
Unless, of course, you're in the radio business, then it only means there's four more working days till Monday. So,
Bob is talking about adjusting. He's fixing the clock over there. What is it? Oh, put it there. Okay. 20th Annual Salmon Festival. The second Anderson Street Fair and the Salmon Bake are happening this weekend in Anderson. The Salmon Festival starts at 9 on Saturday morning at the Coleman Fish Hatchery. And the Street Fair and Salmon Bake is happening from 11 to 4 at East Center Street. Admission is free for all three events. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Is that little face?
No, that was the face you were making when you were reading it.
Okay. In just a short while, I'm hoping... he's supposedly scheduled on today, which is hump day, 13th of October. Kevin Sharp from Nashville is going to be appearing in Reading at the Wind River Casino. And this is going to be for Make-A-Wish. Summer Chappelle will be opening for him. So he's going to be calling in. He has a wonderful story. He is a cancer survivor. He's a Make-A-Wish kid. This guy is also a country western. Okay, of course, when you're in the South, they do not like to hear you say country western. You're banned if you say country western. He's a country star, several hits out.
Well, there's a definite difference between country and western.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
Well, western is more, you get into things like, riders, you know, in the sky. You get into those, you know, My Painted Pony, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. See, that's western. Where country is... you ripped out my heart, you stomped on it, and then you made the dog eat it. You know, that's a kind of, that's
well,
country.
You've got great country that where people like Merle Haggard and people like...
I'm an Okie from Muskoki.
Yeah, and Bakersfield Boys.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference. See, there's Western is more like talking about
and they're
about
from the West Coast.
But yeah, but...
Okay, I'm just
the location doesn't mean anything. I mean, Western music is, you know, the Sons of the Pioneers and Red Steagall and... Baxter Brown, I think he does poetry, but...
I believe it was David Allan Coe who sang the perfect country song that started out, it was raining the day my mom got out of prison, she got run over by a train, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. When we come back, there's a few things going on that are just a little bit interesting.
And at 8 o'clock,
And
Sheriff.
At 8 o'clock, Sheriff Tom DeSenko coming in, and at 7:30 we have the people coming in to discuss their latest efforts at taking care of some of the people here in our community. But 8 o'clock, Sheriff Tom Basenko's coming in. But there's before that, I've got like 20 minutes to talk about things that are really strange in the community and around the United States, and trust me, I am. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Are you just joining us? It's KCNR 1460 on your dial. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and it's going to be high today at 91. Yeah.
And by the way, it is 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
But you know what?
They all say that.
We love that. Is that kind of Zydeco kind of music? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Zydeco. Hey, with us right now, love it. Love it, love it, love it. Love the scouting program. Is Bill East, who is the director...
District chairman.
Okay, you can tell my writing. District chairman for Boy Scouts of America. And this man has all these wonderful badges. And well, good morning, Bill.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, welcome to the program.
Hey, we're glad always to support our local Boy Scouts.
Yes, well, it's a wonderful program.
A little
program.
Bit older than usually the Boy Scouts that we've seen.
Yeah, slightly older.
You said you've been in the program for how long?
I've been involved with scouting for 45 years.
And you say at the break, of course, like, come on in, love, this is so cool. We're all about thinking that this is such a great scout. The scouting program is so awesome. And we have some friends whose son is an Eagle Scout, and they believe that because of his Eagle Scout and his grades, that's how he got into USC.
Absolutely. One of the things about the Eagle Scout program people don't realize is most people in the world realize what an Eagle Scout is. And this is a worldwide organization, although we are celebrating this year 100th anniversary of scouting in America.
This year is 100 years?
100 years.
Really?
Yeah. So what's happening?
We started in 1910.
1910.
Lord Baden Powell.
Yeah, he actually wrote Scouting for Boys when he was in England a long time ago, and then the program was brought over here actually in 1910, and we actually established scouting.
And it's a private organization, essentially, isn't it?
It is a private organization, but it is open to actually for the youth. We actually have a scouting program that runs from 5 years old. Completing first grade all the way through 21 years old. We also include women. We have programs, Explorer Scouts, Law Enforcement Explorer Scouts. I heard that Tom Sinko is going to be here a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a Law Enforcement Explorer program for the California Highway Patrol for a number of years up here. Sheriff's Department, these are career specific, and women are very involved in these programs as well.
Okay. So people who, you know who you are, you might be getting ready in the morning, they're in and out of the shower, they're getting ready for work, they may be listening on the computer, they may have a son, a grandson, a nephew, a neighbor, and they're thinking, you know, this person really needs direction. This is a perfect organization to help a young man find that sense of self.
Absolutely. One of the big tenets that we use in scouting is we have programs for citizenship. Most of our organization is based on that. Some of the required merit badges we have in scouting are citizenship in the nation, citizenship in the community, and citizenship in the world, along with the important things, life-saving, first aid, those kind of things. And then we have very specific ones that they can go into depending on what they're interested in. I mean, dentistry, nuclear medicine, the gambit. We have well over 100 merit badges. And basically, this gives them an introduction into the things that are out in the world, the things that are possible. Most young people that have gone through the scouting program actually pick a career based on a merit badge that they've earned.
Well, I didn't know that.
It's fascinating.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I didn't do mine.
Well, yeah. You were a Cub Scout. You were a Boy Scout?
Well, Boy Scout.
Okay,
yeah,
Cub Scout goes for how long?
Cub Scout program, basically, you run from the Tiger Cubs is a relatively new program, which is the very young ones.
Mm-hmm. Tiger Cubs.
Tiger Cubs. Oh, yeah.
Like
they're
it.
So, they are so cute. And it's amazing to see these, you know, these five-year-olds, you know, running around. And the thing is, you're teaching about uniform. You're teaching about pride. You're teaching them about, you know, working with a group and the citizenship.
Teamwork.
They go on and they do events for the community. They do, you know, they show up. They do the flag parades and stuff for the different communities. And this gets them very involved in it, and they get so excited about the program. It's
and
just
plus,
wonderful.
The women who are den mothers are so proud as well.
Absolutely.
We were talking about our friends that joined us on a ride, and she was so proud because she said all of her boys that she took, her son was the Eagle Scout. All of the boys that she helped through the program, they all became Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, Lori, she was completely devoted to the scouting program, and I mean, every one of the ones that had grown up in the scouting program with her son, every one of them went through the Eagle.
Right.
Right. Well, one of the advantages, especially for young people that are getting of a certain age, is military. You know, a lot of people ask me, well, if you go into the military, you go in two ranks higher in a basic military, you go in two ranks higher. You go instead of an E1, you go in as an E3. If you're an Eagle Scout. My sons, I sold two of my boys to the Navy, and they went in.
I hope you got a good prize.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm still waiting for the check, however.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, thank you so much.
Trust me, you'll be paying for this for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
But, for the sacrifice, thank you.
But my oldest son went into the nuclear submarine program, and he went in basically, like I said, he goes in at a higher rank. My middle son is trying to be a Navy SEAL, and he is... You know, the things I taught him in scouting, the things he learned in scouting, has really helped him be a leader.
So you put a light coat of oil on him and rolled him down a desert so he'd get sand all over him, and then chased him with the truck.
This was all self motivation. This was self motivation.
We're talking Bill, to Bill East here.
We got to take a break here.
No, this is great. If you have any questions, give us a call at 605-4567. We have the district chair for the Boy Scouts of America in the station right now. You may be thinking about the scouting program for someone that you love or actually seeing how you can be involved yourself. So let us know. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:24 and 45 seconds. Good job, Bob. Good job.
Our guest this morning is Bill East, who's the district chair for the Boy Scouts of America. Carl, come on.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not.
Tell
no,
the
no,
joke.
No, no, no,
it's
no,
cute.
No, 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 no.
How did the Cub Scout become a Boy Scout?
By kissing a brownie. Okay, that's it.
Long.
I know.
I was a brownie, and I never got kissed by a Boy Scout, or a Cub Scout, but that's okay.
Later on. Okay,
but
now
I
you're
love
here.
Being a girl. I love being a brownie. I wish I still had the outfit.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Now.
Wait.
Okay, now, besides just coming here, Bill, we just met today, and the fact is that we immediately like your attitude.
Sorry.
You're here, though, for a specific person.
Well, yes. I was asked today to talk about an event for the community. The Better Business Bureau is doing a shredding event for those businesses, doctor's offices, businesses that have confidential records that they needed shredding. Well, we're going to put on this Saturday, October 16th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be a free shredding and personal and financial information at the Premier West Bank parking lot, 880 West Cypress Avenue in Reading. If you want to donate to the Scouts, that's a great program. We're going to be down there doing this actual shredding for the Better Business Bureau as a service project.
Okay. Give us the time again.
It is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Free shredding.
Free shredding.
So people could bring boxes, oodles of papers that they just don't have the energy to shred.
Those 8,000 papers that you've managed to keep in your garage.
I mean, this would be great if you had
this
like
this is something
old
Mike Quinn needs to know about.
old tax information, old personal information that is no longer valuable, but you don't want to have. You don't want to throw away. You
legal documents that are 15
Quinn
years
is,
old.
Yeah, Mike Quinn is our good buddy, and he's got Calyx art, and he's also a CPA, and he's got, we know that he's got papers dating back from 1846 when he first started as a
practice.
Mike, we're talking about you right now. We're talking about the Boy Scouts are going to have a shredding program this weekend. If anybody needs it, it's our buddy Mike Quinn. just hand him the thing there. Here, you want to borrow my truck?
I mean, really, legally, how many, when it goes back to taxes, how you only have to keep, 8 years? Six or eight?
No, it depends upon the situation. Sometimes you need to keep them 20 years.
Oh, okay, so Mike's, that's why he keeps that stuff for 20 years.
Right. I mean, businesses
that's right.
And things
what
like
about
that?
Papers? Like, you know, from the local papers for 20 years, Mike.
Carl, if you're in them, they're invaluable. Usually you just frame them.
That's usually, we've got two photos of me, one looking this way, one looking that way.
Collector's item.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Let's get this back under control.
All right. Okay. So this weekend on Saturday is Boy Scouts of America, the shredding, free, Premier West parking lot from 11 to 3.
And now if somebody wants to join the Boy Scouts, tell them how.
Okay. Well, you contact the Boy Scout office. It's on Bocelli, 3302 Bocelli Lane here in Redding. You just call for an application. We do all the training, you know, as far as the youth coming into the program. We will get you set up with a pack, a troop, a team, a crew, an explorer program, depending on what you want. There are some age requirements for different things, but we will find a match for you. We will find contact and kind of let you know how to get involved in it. If you're a leader and you're interested in being involved in the scouting. That's where I come in. I do most of the different training for the leaders to teach them how to have a successful program.
Well, we have some friends, the Behoofs, that their son is going through the scouting program right now. They're very, very involved. And I just can't say enough about the Scouts. It is truly, being a Scout is truly part of the heartbeat of America.
Absolutely. We just finished a big national jamboree back in Virginia. You know, and we had 115,000 people at a military base for a week and a half. It was amazing.
Yeah.
To have that many Scouts, to have that many people in one area celebrating scouting.
Well, thank you for coming on. You're always welcome. Bill East, District Chair for the Boy Scouts of America.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, you know what? This is, we like talking about this is the first time you've been on. And how did, you know, and the other thing is getting rid of all that trash and getting it shredded up and all that.
And this is Free Fire America.
That's right.
That's right.
So, you know, we.
I'm not sure how that ties in.
Bring it on. No, because it's, you know, it's all
okay,
tied in.
Okay, we have to take a break, and afterwards we may be getting a phone call from somebody. If not, I want to talk about headlines in the paper. I want to talk about things that are said, or even more, things that are left out.
Ooh.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone line is here, 605-4567, or we are chatting at KCNR1460.com. We'd like to report a house fire off Oasis Road. It's fully engulfed on Knoll Lane and Oak Leaf Lane. That's a house fire off of Oasis Road on Knoll Lane and Oak Leaf Lane.
And please, no looky-loos. The PD and fire department have enough to deal with.
Okay.
On the phone with us, it's our great honor here in Redding, California. This gentleman who has a platinum debut album, Measure of a Man, scores of award nominations, and a string of chart-topping hits, including She's Sure Taking It Well, If You Love Somebody, and the highly acclaimed Nobody Knows. He has continued to write and deliver additional albums. He's a speaker. He's an award-winning vocalist, entertainer, cancer survivor, and now one of the country's top speakers. Good morning. Welcome to the program, Kevin Sharp.
Hello.
Hi. Well, here you are. You are so touted as a wonderful speaker in all the places that you've spoken internationally, as well as performed in front of our military as a cancer survivor and a Make-A-Wish. Weren't you a Make-A-Wish kid?
I was.
Tell us a little bit about your background, if you will, Kevin.
Well, besides just being a fan of music and always loving music, people there may be interested to know that I was actually born in Redding.
I thought you were a Sacramento boy.
Well, we moved to Sacramento probably when I was about 3 years old.
Well,
4 years old.
Local
boy
makes good.
So you're a local boy makes good. I love it. Oh, that's great. And, yes, I have followed your career. In fact, when you were coming up, I was in Nashville at that time, and I was going back between Sacramento and Nashville, and the Kevin Sharp's name kept coming up, Kevin Sharp, and so I am going to be so thrilled to actually hear you perform. I've seen you, you know, doing, you know, charity events, but here's a full-on concert that we're going to get to see you at Wind River Casino. So give us just a little bit of a background and talk, and tell us then where you are now, and tell us about your tour.
Well, you know, this is a crazy business, and I've been very blessed to do what I love to do. The last several years have been a little slower than we'd hope, but the one thing about this business is probably about 90% of decisions are pretty much out of the artist's control, which can be very, very frustrating. But I'm still doing what I love, and bottom line is that's all I care about is being able to do what I love on a day-to-day basis and take care of my family.
Isn't that beautiful?
Especially coming from a place when I was 18 and told I only had 6 months to live. So it's been a long 6 months, and I credit the Make-A-Wish Foundation for being a part of the reason I'm still alive.
What was your wish, Kevin, if you don't mind sharing that?
My wish was to meet I guess my music hero by the name of David Foster.
David Foster, the wonderful producer, singer, songwriter. He has been Celine Dion, Michael Bublé, you name it. So you got to did you get to work with him? What happened?
Well, the wish itself consisted of going down and spend a little time with him, and he was in the studio at that time, and he just kind of let me hang out and spend a day with him, and that day turned into a friendship, and he invited me down several more times during my treatment, and would have never thought that years later I'd actually be working with him.
That's a great story.
Have you have you had the opportunity, and forgive me for not knowing this, have you had the opportunity to write with him?
We have never sat down and actually written a song. I guess I should get on him for that.
Yeah, I have another wish. Oh, that's great. Now, you have penned many of the songs on several of your albums. What can we look forward to hearing on the Friday, October 22nd, when you're at Wind River?
Well, we can expect old and new and probably stuff I don't even know will happen because we kind of fly by the seat of our pants.
So do you turn around and tell your band, let's do this, I feel like this, and they just...
I do not believe in set lists.
Hey, that is, like you said, flying by the seat of your pants. That's where...
I have performed with people and literally saw their set list, and it wasn't just songs, it was everything they said in between songs written down. I won't mention names, but that's one thing I don't like.
Well, you know what? I commend you for that, because there is something about being... That's the magic of the moment. You can't plan what's going to happen in between that breath in between songs where the magic happens, and there might be something that moves you that goes into the next song that you may think, and if you had somewhat of a tentative set list... Fabulous. So, Kevin Sharp, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Will you hold on with us? Because we are going to play a little bit of the track from one of your albums. Our producer here, Bob, has got it queued up. Can you
hold on
to the other? Are we going to take a break and come right back?
Sound good.
All right, Kevin. We're on the phone with Kevin Sharp. This is Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Kevin Sharp. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, right off Airport Road. 244-1988, get over to Doug Tooley and his men for Dish Satellite and Home Theater, and they will guarantee their work and their local guys. Keep the money local, my friends.
We're on the phone with Kevin Sharp, international recording star and speaker, who's calling in. Are you calling from Nashville or the road?
I am at home. So
oh.
We live about 45 minutes south of Nashville.
Oh, really? What part?
Spring Hill.
All right.
A little town that's been destroyed since GM closed the Saturn.
Oh. Hey, but you're going to be up here on October 22nd for the Make-A-Wish and Summer Chappelle, our wonderful Summer Chappelle. You'll get to meet and hear her. She's a up-and-coming talent. The tickets, we're going to, for more information, you can call Barbara Harrison at 229-0398. Tickets are $40. Love to have your participation.
Yeah, Kevin, are you going to be speaking to the audience?
You know, in some way or another, I always do. It's kind of like the set list. It always bothered me when I went to shows and an artist said nothing but hello and good night. it's important to me and that people know who I am when they leave at the end of a show. They can hear my music anytime they want. I want them to get to know who I am. So, and that's what I always wanted to do when I went to concerts, is get to know the artists a little bit more, not just hear their song. So it'll definitely be a part of what we do that night.
Well, that's great. You know, what I'm taking away from this, Kevin, is here's a young man that, you know, Make-A-Wish doesn't always end up in the best way that we all want. And so, you know, here's a young man that was part of this foundation and has gone on and given back so much as you are doing. And I tell you what, I applaud you for that.
Well, you know, go through something like that, I can't imagine someone could forget how important it is. And I'm unique in the sense that I'm the only individual that has ever been a Wish child and then later in life became the Wish of other children. And to know both sides of that coin, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Wow. You know, that's, you know, what can we say? That is just outstanding.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I'm sure this call encourages so many people. Who's Kevin Sharp? We are on our way. October 22nd. It's Kevin Sharp at the Wind River Casino, and it is going to be a benefit for Make-A-Wish. We are so looking forward to hearing you, to meeting you, and to keep on plugging away to get there and to get that house sold out. It is Kevin Sharp. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Kevin.
Hey, thank you for your time, and I just encourage everybody to come out, and it doesn't matter what kind of music you like. I give you the good time guarantee, and more importantly, you'll be helping save lives.
Well, you know, we so much appreciate that. Bob, is that a call from for somebody with a question for Kevin?
Okay. Thank you also for your wonderful performances for the military. We're very, very supportive of our veterans across our country, and we appreciate the fact that your music has helped to inspire those who are serving.
I feel lucky every time I get the chance. It is interesting. One time I performed, I guess I opened for President Bush. And singing and performing with snipers on the roof is not an easy task.
Yeah, a little bit tougher than just critics.
Oh, that's great. Well, Carl was in the military, what, 33 years?
A little bit over 30.
Yeah, so anyway, we appreciate your service as well in so many ways.
I kept pointing them out, and I don't think I was supposed to do that.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you so much, Kevin. And we will see you October 22nd. It's Kevin Sharp at Wind River again. Call Barbara Harrison at 229-0398 or call the station here. We'll get you directions on how to get those tickets for Wind River. They might even be for sale at the Wind River Casino. We'll find out. But it is the Make-A-Wish event. And, Kevin, have a lovely day. And
you the same.
Yeah,
all
thank
right.
You so
thanks
much.
For having
keep
me.
Singing.
You
keep singing.
Thanks.
See you soon.
This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:52 in the morning, October the 13th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting. KCNR1460.com. Okay. Give the weather. You wanted to give the weather.
Well, currently 60 degrees. It's going to be high today of 91. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Candace Lavosi will be playing out there Friday night. And a little later, we're going to tell you about a wonderful dress-up event that they're going to be having out there on October 30th. That is a 50s elegant soiree you might want to be part of. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, we just got an email from Judy Salter, who was our co-host last Thursday. And we went to the Schrader Auditorium fundraiser for the kids' programs and such. And two things they had for the silent auction, they had two big boxes of walnuts.
Locally grown
organic walnuts. So I bid on one. As it turns out, it's not just a little box that they're displaying. It turns out it takes two men to carry out the walnuts.
But there was
two of them. They had two of them. Well, this one person was trying to bid on the walnuts, and I said, look, I know where you live. Just go away, and I won't do anything to your car. So, they wandered away. Well, Judy Salter thought, well, you know what? He really wants the walnuts, so I'll make sure he gets the walnuts. Well, she says, you won the other walnuts. And I said, Judy, you had your name on there, not mine. She goes, no, but they're yours. Okay. But Judy had to pay for them. So I guess there's another 160 pounds of walnuts coming our direction here. And it was really difficult to try to explain this to the girls, is that if your name's on there, it doesn't make any difference if it's for me or not. You still pay for it.
And
this is such good humor material.
It is, and you know what? And for you bakers.
Yeah, they're busting my walnuts here.
I know. And for you bakers out there, we're going to have some walnuts that we'd love to share with you. And you know who you are. However, they are not shelled.
Oh, okay.
But it's fun sometimes to just sit around the fire and crack your walnuts.
Okay. It looks like Sheriff Tom Basinko is not going to be here at 8. He's been called away.
Yeah, he called a few minutes ago while we were on the phone with Kevin, and he's something has come up. We don't know what, and he
it could
will
be the fire,
taking
it could be
a rain check.
Okay. And we understand that. Tom's a regular guest
is
on here.
The sheriff,
yes, and the sheriff and is a regular guest here. But that's that gives us a whole hour to catch up on things that are happening. Do your taste of Spain, honey, because when we start out the next hour, I'm starting with police getting their heads cut off, and I'm not stopping for an hour.
All right, so you're
all right,
you're
and I'm talking Fiorino. I'm talking about
border,
what's going on here on the border. I'm going to start talking about the headlines about the hospital. Oh, my God, it's not this hospital. It just makes it look like this hospital. I'm going to look at battles going on with the unions and the, see what else here. Oh, and one judge changes. Don't ask, don't tell. Just changes it. Changes it.
Okay, can
changes 25 years of military that works. Oh, changes it in the middle of two wars. Okay, but we'll wait till after 8
all
o'clock
right,
to
because
start with
in
that.
The chat room, it's kind of apropos with that outburst. Carl, if you and Linda would autograph each walnut, they would make great memorabilia gifts for your radio listening audience.
Oh, we'll do that. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay, now, Saturday night, October 16th, and a girlfriend called me, and she was listening, and she said, "What? Tell me about the, where do I get tickets?" Okay. It is for the Library Foundation, so you go to thelibraryfoundation.org. And this is how you get your tickets. This is a benefit for the library of, obviously, Saturday night. It's called Taste of Spain. And it is the flamenco dancers. We are going to be, I kind of cringe when I hear celebrity bartenders. Cheetah and Kruger, I can see that they're celebrity bartenders. But we're going to be the other side. And
we're going to be porn heavy.
And Karen from Chameleon Costumes had a bottle of gaucho stuff. Yes, we'll see if we can get you into some gaucho pants.
Well,
there is definitely bolero. You're talking about crazy walnuts. There's
bolero stuff.
Ooh. So, we're going to be doing celebrity bartending. It's going to be a fabulous, really, a really nice event. And Pam Hill was in here yesterday talking about the fact that there's tapas from tapas and sangria, and each person that buys a ticket, you know, you get an authentic fan from Spain, and Rick Hill's doing a CD. I've heard the production of this. It's there. It's a new direction for Rick Hill. It's really phenomenal with the Spanish guitar feel, with his own spin on it. It's going to be very, very good. Again, it's called The Taste of Spain Saturday night for the Library Foundation. If you get the Record Searchlight on the front of the food section, is all about Taste of Spain, what's going on this month, and featuring food from Spain.
Okay, we've got somebody on the line. Nancy.
Yes, hi, Carl and Linda.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You want some walnuts?
I'm sorry, what?
You want some walnuts?
What? Well, you have walnuts. You grow walnuts, and that's all he does.
All right, I'm sorry. I couldn't pass that up. Go ahead, Nancy. What's on your mind?
Hey, you. I just wanted to ask, could you guys tell us a little bit more about the stand-down that's going on for our military at, I think it's Anderson Fairgrounds?
Yeah, it's going to be on October 22nd. We talked about it yesterday. But I tell you what, after the break, I'll go grab I'll go grab all of the information
flyers,
and the flyer and talk about it.
Okay, good. Because
okay.
The staff and different people were talking about it yesterday,
yeah.
And we thought, well, I know Carl Linda would know about
it. We absolutely do. I just don't have the flyer in front of me, but I will after we do our news break and come back. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about other things that are going on too.
Wonderful.
But thank you for the reminder.
Thank you. Nancy's with
United Way,
and what a lovely, lovely individual. We were very fortunate to be a part of the United Way event, and that was a very successful event. Nancy worked just tirelessly.
She and her crew. Outstanding job.
Tireless hours.
Yeah.
The chat room is open again, and we are...
Okay, people are making comments about the walnuts.
No, about your bullfighter costume.
Oh, well, anyway, but somebody said, why don't you send the nuts down to President Calderon? He needs them from Mexico. Okay,
right.
We got to take a break.
And we will give you that information about the stand down. We're going to be pressing that hard next week, but we've got the information for you. We'll be bringing it up right after Fox News.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bot, good morning. October 13th, it's 8:05 in the morning. Our guest was going to be Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Tom was called away on a sheriff emergency, which you got to kind of expect happening. Okay, we got a phone call right before the end of last hour asking us about stand down. Stand down is for veterans in need. It's going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside Facero Hall and Trinity Hall. It's going to be October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, so not this weekend, but the next weekend. They're going to have a number of services and advice and information. Temporary homeless shelter. There's going to be court assistance with misdemeanors. In other words, some of our veterans sometimes maybe have had a brush with the law. It's not a serious thing, but there may be a warrant or something. They will be helping them with that, giving them legal advice. Driver's license identification information, drug and alcohol counseling. For more information, call 356-0342 and talk to Jim Richards. And Jim's going to be on the show here, I think, either this week or early next week to talk about this. But it's going to be on October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a hand out. And this is from the North Valley Stand Down Association. We, of course, will be talking about this as we go along. Anyway, you know that case out in Texas where the husband and wife were out on the lake and the young man was shot. And, you know, the wife is trying to keep him afloat, but, you know, she finally has to let him go. They reported the shooting. The sheriff is just absolutely positive it happened because that's a place where drug interdictions have been shootings going along that lake. And the lake is, like halfway through the lake is the Mexican, United States border. And so, you know, the Mexican authorities said they weren't going to do anything. Oh, we couldn't, our boat's broken, you know, so we offered a boat. They said no. Today in the news, a Mexican police commander investigating the reported shooting of an American tourist on a border lake plagued by pirates has been decapitated and his head was found in a suitcase. the death of Rolanda Flores, commander of the state investigators in the Ciudad area, was a message from gangsters for investigators to stay out of their territory, Texas Governor Rick Perry said. He was part of a group investigating a reported shooting of David Hartley, and that's the young man that was killed. His head was found in a suitcase at a Mexican army base, Zapata County Sheriff Gonzalez told the AP. Now, how horrible is this? You know, this is, it's not enough that they're shooting they shoot the young Americans because you're on the lake. But, and then, so when they do start, when they finally start the investigation, they take the officer in charge, kill him, and cut his head off. Now, this is what we're dealing with down there along the border. You know, so, you know, when you see that, when you see the warnings, it's not safe to go across this part of Arizona because of drug gangs coming through here. When you see these things happening, what is in the mind of President Obama and the people and the administration? What do you think is happening? What do you think is happening? And when Arizona stands up for itself, do you go and support Arizona? Do you put more people on the border down there? No. What you do is you attack Arizona. You wonder why, people wonder why President Obama's popularity rating is dropped dramatically. Well, look at Arizona. Look at Texas. Look at these things. And hello, wake up, smell the coffee. People are mad about this. This is not right. And yet we don't do anything about it.
Why isn't DHS all over this? They're silent.
Well, she's too busy putting out. She's too busy putting out all these missives and these pamphlets saying that you got to watch out for those veterans. They're possible terrorists. They can be recruited. Those people that are pro-life, you got to watch out for them and those Christian organizations. You know, Neapolitano. Part of the problem with Arizona, if not most of it, was caused when you were there. And so now, because they're standing up to the problem, you know, you're going after them along with the administration. You know, this just kind of just reflects on some of the things that are poor decisions, bad decisions, why there is going to be such a big change in the elections this year. Because, you know what, the Democrats, in almost every case, are running as fast as they can away from Obama and his decisions. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, Reading. I'm feeling that. Ooh, I want to hear it. Ow! KCNR 1460, right here. We are so happy that you've got us tuned in. Make sure you put us on your whatever you call
quick
it, your button on your car.
Your quick
click
button.
1460 in the mornings. We'd love to have you join us and call in and email us. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo. Today it's 60. Currently, right now, going to be high today. I always say high today. The high today will be 91. Sunny and 91. Got an email from my good friend Barbara Harrison, who is very much in charge of putting on this Make-A-Wish concert with Kevin Sharp, who we talked with earlier, and she wanted me to make sure that you knew that you could get your tickets at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop, and they're $40 for the tickets to see Kevin Sharp and Summer Chappelle. It'll be a wonderful concert, October 22nd. You can also get sponsor tables, and those tables can be bought for $600. Tables for 10 people, you can get favors, program recognition, and wine, and all that good stuff. So thanks, Barbara, for always being wonderfully committed to our community and the things that you hold dear to you, such as Make-A-Wish. That's how I met Barbara, by the way. I did a concert for Make-A-Wish at the Cascade with Carol Skill, Lynn Moss, and Barbara Harrison. And it was the first time I ever came through Reading and did a musical concert. And I had my wonderful band, and it was a great evening.
You know, I'd like to make a wish that these crazed environmentalists out of Tucson, Arizona, called the Center for Biological Diversity, would get off our back. That's my wish.
Can't cut a dead tree.
Hey, you know what a black-backed woodpecker is?
Never met one.
Okay, a black-backed woodpecker are woodpeckers that go into an area that's been burnt. And then they get their food from the burnt trees. Well, an environmentalist group has filed a petition urging, into California, of course, urging state wildlife managers to put the woodpecker under California's endangered or threatened species protection. That move would drastically curtail salvage logging around the state. Like, we don't have enough fire problems, and then after we do have a fire, you can still salvage some of the woods.
You can do that.
Yeah. You can clean it up. You need to do that, right? Oh, well, now, according to the Center for Biological Diversity, you shouldn't. Mark Palicki, a spokesman for Sierra Pacific Industries, said there's no science to even support this claim. And he said California is at the very bottom edge of the bird's habitat, and the reason why the bird is hard to find here is because they're not here. He compared the environmentalist complaints to worrying about lack of snow in San Diego. I love it. So, another attack on the logging industry. And let's just see what California does. You know, when another environmentalist group out of Oregon says, you know, you really shouldn't be putting those fish up in those streams, planting fish, you know, it really hurts those frogs. Well, frogs have been there for 100 years. That's how long we've been doing it. They're still there. But we rolled over on that one. Now, headlines in the paper. You know, when you read a headline, you just have to, you know, it grabs you, right? I mean, isn't that the idea about the headline? And so when the headline says, hospital chain investigated, infection rate high in group that owns Shasta Regional. Okay. Let's take a look at that article. And what essentially it is they're saying is that that a reported spike in septicemia infections. What is that?
That's easy for you to say.
No, I can't say it. It's septicemia infections at hospitals.
Septicemia, yeah.
Yeah. Operated by Prime Healthcare, reflects a serious health problem or a multi-million-dollar Medicare fraud. Well, what it is that's a blood poisoning. It arises mostly in hospitals with poor procedures for infection. So this gives you this feeling like, oh, my God, what's going on there? Well, when you look at it, it turns out that they're not even addressing our hospital here. This is just the chain of hospitals. It has nothing to do with our hospital here. And that the federal probe of Prime Healthcare was requested in July by Democrats Henry Waxman, Democrat of Los Angeles, and Pete Stark, Democrat in Fremont. In a letter, the lawmaker said they acted after reviewing a computer analysis of Medicare billings by who? The Service Employees International Union, SEIU, who has repeatedly butted heads with Prime over pay and staffing issues. Hello, could we just say there could be like a little bit of jaundice in this? And who do they go to? Waxman and Stark, well-known union supporters. So here it is. It's what they're saying is that, you know, this blood poisoning can be difficult and costly to treat, and sometimes is deadly. Medicare pays hospitals more for that. The SEIU spokeswoman said Shasta Regional's rates weren't included in the analysis since the study took place in 2008. Now, what the bottom line is on this is that what they said at the end is that even though this is a deadly disease, can be a deadly disease, that the death rates in Prime in that group of hospitals is lower than other hospitals. And the hospital's saying, well, maybe it's because we treat them quicker. Maybe we don't let it get to that. Maybe that's why it's lower. So, you know, the whole thing is, but my problem, of course, is that when you read the headline, hospital chain investigated, and it throws that infection rate high in group that owns Shasta Regional, what's that say?
Well, here's my question, Carl. The sensational headlines are designed to sell vast quantities of newspaper with the kid on the corner and out of the news box. How much of that takes place in Reading? Most people read online or they have a subscription. There aren't many point-of-sale newspaper sales. Why write the sensational headlines?
Well, I don't know. And the thing about it is that it comes down to the fact that, you know, the union that that Prime has been having a fight with did a study and gave it to Waxman, who then said, oh, we need to investigate this. Now, if it is a fraud, that needs to be found out. If it's what the hospital says, it's, hey, look, you know, why do you, you know, our death rate for this infection is way down. It's lower than other people. What's going on? So it should be interesting to see what happens. But I would like to see, I'd like to have seen it say, this hospital hospital chain investigated Shasta Regional, not part of the investigation.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:24 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium in the state, greatest walk-in humidor. And not only do they have everything you could possibly want on the tobacco side, when you go into Espresso Joe's, coffee by the bulk, and it's gourmet coffee beans. You've got different types of coffee presses, coffee makers. And if you don't know how to use it, the girls down there will show you how. And even if you have another coffee maker that you don't know how to use, the girls will show you how.
And Friday we have our internet show, and we're going to be announcing who our guest is. We're
waiting to see if we can get that one person that's going to be there to make this
a really big show.
A big debate. Tomorrow, our guest co-host will be Missy MacArthur, Vice Mayor of Reading, and that should be an interesting show. See what we have going for that. The latest thing I see in the papers is a judge in San Diego.
Papers, internet, everything that's flying across the...
A judge issues a worldwide injunction Tuesday, immediately stopping enforcement of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, suspending the 17-year-old ban on openly gay U.S. troops. Virginia Phillips' landmark ruling also ordered the government to suspend and discontinue all pending discharges, proceedings, and investigations under the policy. And, of course, the Department of Justice has 60 days to appeal, and the Pentagon and Department of Justice officials said they're reviewing the case and no comment. Injunction goes into effect immediately. Now, the last paragraph in this is Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Republican and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Staff Admiral, or Joint Chief Mike Mullen, the military's top uniform officer, have both said they support lifting the ban, except for one thing. They didn't say anything about lifting the ban until after the study was made that went through all the services to see that impact, to see the impact on what would happen there. We've got two wars going on, my friends. You know, am I against lifting that ban? I don't know, because, see, I'm not in the service, and neither is she. Why don't we let the service come in and tell us what the impact is going to be before you do this? As far as I'm concerned, she is an un-American, and she should be taken from the bench, because she doesn't understand the problem. I don't understand the problem, and I guarantee you don't understand the problem. Why don't we let the Pentagon and the men and women that are fighting those battles, that are out there on the lines right now, let them do the study and then abide by what they say, instead of forcing this issue in the middle of a war or two wars? Makes sense to me. Now, before I started that, I didn't realize we were going to be joined by our guest right here. So, okay.
So if you heard the hey, you just walked in, and
Sheriff Tom
Basinko, the seat is open, and here you are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I apologize for my tardiness, but I had a 7 o'clock with a couple of people, and it ran over, obviously.
That's okay. You're doing your job, and we're glad you are.
We didn't know if this was like, you know, a shootout down on, you know,
Main Street or something. Nothing that serious.
Well, good morning, Tom, and thank you for joining us. This is our monthly update with the sheriff here.
It's been a very trying month or so. We've been working, the other state sheriffs, throughout all the other counties in California and our association, I've been working very hard on the budget issues, because with the budget that passed, it's really a Band-Aid budget, because the legislatures are going to have to address it as soon as they come back into session in January. And one of the big issues that we had was the vehicle license fees. We call it VLF. And if that sunsets, certain fees sunset in June, that could impact drug task forces and small counties and big counties throughout the state with budget cuts.
Well, that can't be any good then.
That's no good. And so, of course, we were on the phones and writing letters to our legislators and the governors and our lobbyists and everything working there. So far, the VLF will sunset in June. And, of course, we have some work cut out for us in January.
Okay. The more cuts? Does that mean another floor of the jail goes away?
I don't know, because we have to see how it works out in the legislature. We did have some gains. There was some potential cuts that could impact our drug task forces that were on the line, and the governor blue penciled those cuts, and so that helped at least so we can keep our CINTIF narcotics task force operating. Good. And the other task forces throughout the state as well.
Oh, good. At least we can keep that. I think we got like about a minute left before the break here. When we come back, we want to talk about, this budget crisis is not going to get any better, I don't think, for a couple of years.
You're exactly right. With the economy, it's going to be, and then when it gets, quote, better, it's going to be a slow recovery, slow turnaround. Yeah. It's not going to snap back.
It's not going to hit us. I mean, it's not going to get better as fast as it got worse on this thing. And so, I don't see the property values going up, which means the amount of taxes being collected are not going to go up with all this that's going on.
Yeah. So. On property taxes, now the county only gets about 13 cents on every dollar. Most of it goes to the state.
Yeah, that's a, that we need to, of course.
That's a whole other issue there.
Yeah, that's another issue there. Okay, look, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko.
And coming back after the break, I want to read a small email commending a business in town. We love to share that with a locally owned business. Somebody is going to get a shout-out here right after these messages. Carla Linda Bodd here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Good morning, Reading. Currently 60 degrees. It's going to be sunny with a high of 91 today. It's 8:34. Promise to give a shout out. Got an email that talked about. Let me find it here.
Service.
Here we go. Yes. Just had to share this with you. I know you like to highlight local businesses on the air, especially when they're doing a great job. Today I had especially great service from Andy in the parts department at Crown Nissan, and I'll be able to hit the road to Susanville safely again thanks to his exemplary service. And then I read the email further down that talked about that she needed a part.
From Crown Nissan, right?
And he couldn't get the part for a couple days. He said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you come in? And he ended up taking a wire and helping blow out at the line. She was worried about her wipers and getting behind a truck that could fling mud on it, whatever. So this guy took the extra step. So shout out to Andy. And that's what it's all about, is great customer service. So there you go.
Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And welcome, Tom.
Good morning.
And we have a question for you from Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Hi there.
The question that I have, has it ever been any exploration done on creating a metropolitan police force that might make things a whole lot easier, like they do in, I think, Nevada or Vegas has a metropolitan police force?
That is correct. They do, and there's another one in Florida, Metro Dade. And I'd had a just kind of an idea that I threw out about that, but then when you research it, it is very costly between the transition with logoing cars and switching uniforms and all that sort of stuff. And we had actually discussed it with the city manager, and there's the downside. So the downsides are mainly the economic part of it.
Okay. I do thank you.
You know, on that one, thanks, Bruce. Why not keep the uniforms where they are and put a different patch on it? And then as new guys are hired, you give them the new uniform.
Yeah, you're trying to have one organization. But what I really have to emphasize that the city of Reading is served by a very professional and outstanding police organization. They have an outstanding chief, Peter Hansen, and some very dedicated men and women that serve the city and their citizens very well. And I think that they are doing quite well with the Reading PD that has been there for decades.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just seeing things as in the future way of making money is that nobody leaves here. It's just as we go along, as natural attrition, this may take 4 or 5 years, but as natural attrition goes along, that we consolidate. You know, maybe even consolidate. Is there a way you can consolidate admin? I mean, do you all run, you have the same... if you run on a certain call, this is a 1242. Has everybody got the same 1242?
Basically, our 10 codes and 11 codes are the same. Admin-wise, you have, of course, two different organizations with two different department heads. But we do have consolidation where we can.
Okay.
We have a consolidated dispatch, and that's Reading Fire, Police, Sheriff's Office, and they dispatch medical as well. and that has worked for several decades. And
okay, so there is consolidation there, but admin itself, the booking's all consolidated, I imagine.
Well, the booking is all done by the sheriff's office. We're mandated to run a jail, and that's where the bookings come into.
Okay.
Some of the really big agencies do have a holding facility jail, like L.A. and some of the others, but then they transfer to the county facility.
Okay.
On a local level, is there a trend, perhaps, that's happening as far as crimes in Redding?
Yes, I'll kind of lump it into Shasta County as a whole. Of course, theft, burglaries. We in the county have seen an uptick in residential burglaries, and especially during the daytime, of guns and jewelry. And we recently arrested several individuals where they were caught in progress out in the Palisadro area, and that turned into them copping out and admitting to about 20 other burglaries that they led us to that help us solve those crimes as well and recover property. And, of course, drug abuse, substance abuse with methamphetamine and the abuse of prescription drugs, Oxycontin, is on the uptick as well. And then over the last few months, primarily in the city of Redding, you've seen an increase in gang activity.
Okay, so what's happening? I know we're coming up in the holidays, and so we're in the middle of October. We were calling it hump day, but it's hump month.
Right.
You know.
October 13th.
October 13th. Okay, so now we're getting to the point of Thanksgiving, the holiday, shopping, getting ready for Christmas. What typically should we look for that has like you said, an uptick or an upsurge during the holiday seasons that happen, that occur for crimes?
Sometimes we see an uptick in car burglaries or car thefts, theft from the car, not necessarily stealing the car. And that's because people are going out shopping, and they come back, throw the gifts and purchases they made in the car, they're visible, and then somebody sees those and breaks into the car and steals them. And so it's important to, of course, lock your car, don't leave the keys in the car, then also take your valuables and have them either covered or in the trunk where they're not visible and a temptation for those undesirable people to go out and steal from others.
One of the questions that just came in out of the chat room is, where do they sell their goods at?
Some, they actually barter right to the drug dealers and exchange their property that they've stolen from you or your neighbor in exchange for the drugs. Otherwise, they could sell them to others, a fence. And then also we see, like, they're stealing jewelry. They can go to these cash for gold places or put it in the infamous envelope and mail it away and get their cash back for your jewelry, which is a travesty because a lot of times that jewelry has a lot of sentimental value, especially if it's like a wedding ring or your grandmother's ring or something.
You know, when I saw that, you know, besides the fact they don't give you very good prices on your jewelry, I never thought about it because I guess maybe I don't think that way. But that's a perfect place to fence jewelry because they don't check it,
no
do they? They
no.
don't take they
no,
don't take
no,
any photos.
No question,
they don't do any of that.
No questions asked. It might as well be stolenproperty.com.
Wow. So, my friends, you've heard it. You know, and when you start hearing these commercials out there, just remember that, you know, probably at least a percentage of what they're receiving and paying out for is stolen goods.
Well, you know, this brings to mind how important it is, and you've talked about this before, and we're going to take a break. I want to come back and talk about what it is to have Neighborhood Watch.
Yep, that's very important.
We're going to take a break here. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest. Questions, give us a call here, 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Vaught, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Vaught, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite out on Airport Road. They do just a great job on Dish Satellite. Doug Tooley and his guys, Dish Satellite, Surround Sound, 244-1988. They've been in business since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Your money stays local. We were getting people chatting with us yesterday that they were in there installing, and what a great job they were doing. So, Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, local guy, local money, shop local, stay local, 244-1988. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we have a caller. Fred, you are on KCNR.
Yeah, I have a question for the sheriff concerning the security of firearms. I have mine in a Canon fire safe. How secure are they from theft?
it depends on the size of your safe, but if it's a kind of like a 15-gun to 24-gun, usually relatively safe. Most of the time, the common thief tries to break into them and damages the safe, and then you have to try and have somebody get into it. But gun safes are an excellent idea, not only just for guns, but for your valuables, such as jewelry and your electronics and camera equipment if you're not using it all the time, and your valuable papers like life insurance. And you can actually have a little bit of added protection by buying a fire box that you can get for like $20 downtown. Put your important papers in that, and then put it inside the fire safe for additional fire protection for the paper.
That makes sense. Does that answer your question, Fred?
Yeah, that pretty much does. I was curious because I've heard stories of those things just being carted off whole, and I actually lagged mine to the concrete floor, and I was just curious.
That's even better when you lag it in, but most safes... are about, even without the fire protection, are about 500 pounds unloaded. And then by the time you get your guns and ammo, you're probably pushing 1,000 pounds. And so most thieves don't show up with a dolly and stuff trying to move it around, and it's pretty tough.
Well, Fred, you know, also, too, is that your safe usually has the spots where you can lug it down either the wall or the floor. But that's really a good idea. I mean, they just make it harder for them.
Yeah, it did have holes, and it was just... You know, putting anchors in the concrete underneath it and screwing it down.
Yeah. Okay.
And I always recommend people, if they have valuables, and especially firearms, is to write down the serial numbers and have a gun safe.
Yeah, and we take photos of ours, too. So,
great.
Okay. Hey, Fred, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Okay. I know that, you know, in marijuana eradication always comes up on this, and that... We were running a record there on a record basis?
We've had records for the last 3 or 4 years. This year we eradicated around 450,000 plants, a little bit less than last year, but we had a late spring, and then the illegal growers had also an early harvest.
So then that's the... I think that's what we were talking about last time. So on it. We saw some break-ins up in... I know this is out of your county, but up in Hayfort.
They had some break-ins? We actually had a shooting and also a stabbing related to medical marijuana theft, and that was over the last month or so. We had like 2 in 2 weeks, and this was also a violent year for marijuana eradication, where 5 individuals, illegal marijuana growers, were killed in the gardens down in Sonoma, Solano, Napa, Mendocino areas, in which there was armed confrontations with law enforcement.
Oh. We just had somebody chatting saying that their 15-year-old had been hiking.
Had been hiking, and then they were held at gunpoint.
Up at Texas Springs.
Right.
If someone comes across what appears to be an illegal grow, in other words, someplace where they've been hiking all along, and all of a sudden they're threatened in some fashion, told don't come back here again, who do they talk to?
If it's in Shasta County, reported to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, our dispatch is 245-6540 for a non-emergency, of course 911 for emergency. And for our marijuana eradication team, you can either go through dispatch or call 722-9161 and kind of back out of there, be a good witness, and report it to the authorities.
Okay, now we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk Proposition 19, and because we're just getting close for the vote. So I want to get your thoughts on that, Tom.
All right.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back.
Welcome back
down.
To Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:52, October 13th. Carl Lindebaugh and our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Portion of the show brought to you by Soccer Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. They give discounts to veterans, DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts, great prices. It's man's last stronghold. What else can I say? Go down and visit him. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. And Tom, I wanted to, we've got just about 7 minutes left in this, Proposition 19.
Yeah.
You know, some people are saying, oh, it would have no effect on us. It would help us in the economy, you know, blah, 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 blah. Your comments.
I would say, not.
Okay.
It is a Proposition 19 is opposed by a very diverse section of our society. It's opposed by many of the major metropolitan newspapers, one of them being the San Francisco Chronicle, as opposed to Proposition 19.
Yeah.
And, of course, nearly all the law enforcement organizations of the state, state sheriffs, Cal Chiefs,
Boxer,
Feinstein. You see that. But and it won't solve the tax problem, revenue problem, because it only allows counties or cities to implement taxes, and so you could have a very diverse amount of taxes all over the place there. Also, many of the federal grants and stimulus package funds, like for construction, require a drug-free workplace. Well, if it's legalized and you can use drugs in the workplace, it's not drug-free, and so those businesses would not be entitled to federal grant monies because it'd be legalized. And so that could cost California millions of dollars. And that was a review done by the California Chamber of Commerce, and they have a white paper on that, as well as the Cal Chiefs have a white paper on it and several others.
A question from the chat room. I'm sure we've covered this, but just to come back and hit it hard, does the sheriff think that legalizing pot will lead to increased use of other more dangerous drugs?
Yes, I do. It has been established as a gateway drug. I know there are people that have a different opinion of that. Its medicinal uses are debatable, although there has been indication that it is good for some cancer patients to relieve nausea, some Parkinson patients in a UC Davis study for relieving some of the tremors and some other parts, and increase appetite, like for cancer patients and or HIV patients. So it has some very limited potential. But on the other side, just recreational use, we already have enough problems with alcohol and prescription drugs. Then add another one into it where we have addictions, traffic accident fatalities, which marijuana is involved in a pretty fair amount, increasing amount of traffic accidents, traffic collisions. And so I don't think as a whole, as a society, we can afford another mix into adding another substance to be abused.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Hey, good morning. You're talking marijuana, so I got a question for the sheriff. Just in the city of Reading, of course, 19 co-ops. How many members each has? Who knows? 500, 1,000, 2,000, whatever. That's a lot of medical marijuana patients. Does the sheriff think that system, the medical marijuana system, is being abused, and if it is, by who? Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, thanks, Jim, for your question. And yeah, I do think it's being abused. Most of the time, people can go down and pay their $150 to $200 for an examination by some of these physicians and walk out of there. Probably in some cases, it's necessary for it, but in many cases, it's just a matter of having the marijuana. I think nearly anybody can go down with a hurt shoulder, neck, back, anxiety, you name the ailment, and they can get out with a
My favorite was braces.
Yeah, we've heard the pain from the braces.
Right.
And so, but there is also prescription drug medication that's being abused as well.
Absolutely,
I think there needs to be a lot more tighter restrictions on it.
Well, you know, it's kind of like there probably should be. You know, it should be for, you know, it was set up for people that needed it. And I know people that use it, and it works for them. Sleeping disorders, things like that. I have no problem with it. I think using it as a recreational drug under the medicinal thing is not correct. And you know what? I just am against Proposition 19 the way it's written. I mean, I can't argue with the San Francisco Chronicle about what they're saying.
Even our own local paper came out and said, you know, Proposition 19 is poorly written and not the rest way, and as well as many of the propositions. Even Prop 215 was poorly written.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that it's hard to legislate or hard to govern with a proposition that doesn't make sense. So let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Yeah, hi. I want to read a little short statement by Senator Tom McClintock, our congressman now. If this simply allowed people to cultivate and smoke marijuana themselves and left the rest of us alone, it would be worth considering. But it goes much farther and provides that no person shall be discriminated against or denied any right or privilege for pot use, inviting a lawsuit every time an employer tries to require a drug test. For example, if you want to smoke pot in your own world, I don't care, but don't bring it into mine. So I thought people don't realize that this is added, that there, you can't be denied any right or privilege.
You know, Roberta, thank you very much for that comment.
Roberta.
And you were well-researched on that because the white paper on the California Chamber of Commerce commented on exactly that, and that could cost businesses, again, millions of dollars, lack of productivity, workers' comp if somebody's under the influence and gets injured, and the list goes on and on.
Our guest has been Sheriff Tom Basenko. We got, I guess 30 seconds left. Tom, you have anything I want people to remember? Don't speed.
Don't speed. Go out and have a great day. Be safe. Be observant. And if you see a suspicious activity, report it to your law enforcement agency. And I want to thank you and Linda for having me on here every month. I really do appreciate it. And I think it helps better communication with our citizens.
Well, I hope so. And if they have questions. And, Tom, you're always welcome here.
It's great for the sheriff update.
Yeah. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.